Senator Honorable Mary Claire Hurst, how do you vote?
Yes.
Senator Archibald Frederick, how do you vote?
Yes.
There were 8 yes votes made by government senators to extend the state of public emergency by 3 months. Independent Senator Bakisha Francis James also voted in agreement, bringing the yes count to 9, enough to validate the proposal. But there was a different stance on the side of opposition senators.
Senator Richard Lewis, how do you vote?
No.
Senator Sean Nicholas, how do you vote?
No.
All 4 opposition senators would vote no. Opposition Senator Richard Lewis says a state of public emergency could allow for the abuse of power.
If it's just the wearing of the mask, curfew, social distancing, why are you maintaining a state of emergency where it is possible that you could do other things to curtail my fundamental rights and freedoms? Is it to give sweeping powers to the government to pressure workers and union into complying with their demands? And if you decide that you're going to take industrial action, I remind you that you're under state of emergency, and so I can call in Antigua and Barbuda Defense Force to come and do the duties of the workers? Is it that? Is it that you're giving yourself options in case something happens? The people are watching.
However, Government Senator Gail Christian says the state of emergency is necessary and says the government has no evil intention.
I am saying, Senator Lewis, I hear the sincerity in what you're saying, but I'm saying to you, I disagree with you. But it does not mean that at the end of the day, when we walk out of here, we cause people to think that there are games afoot or something being done sinister by this government, when its intention is solely to protect the people of Antigua and Barbuda.
The country has been under a state of emergency since March.